Acknowledgements. There are way too many people to acknowledge in this audiobook. So many people who have believed in me, loved me, guided me, spoken wisdom into my life, and worked and cheered me on. To my parents, Bill and Sarah Lou, I am grateful for how much and well you loved Beth, Jim, and me. Dad, you have always been the spiritual leader of our home. Mom, you broadened our horizons and opportunities and set the example of loving sacrifice as you cared for Mama Weeze and Daddy Jim. To my amazing stepmother, Libba, I am grateful for how all our lives are richer and more fulfilled to have had you love us and Dad so well. Your joy and selfless devotion to our family sets an example that I will always aspire to achieve. To my stepfather, Rob, I am grateful for how well you loved Mom and your family. To my sister and brother, Beth and Jim, you have always been my best friends. I love and cherish you and your families dearly. To my precious and amazing wife, Wendy, although in 2025, we have only known each other for 8 years, it seems like I have known you my entire life. From our first date, I felt a connection that I had never experienced before. Competition with card games and happy anniversary and being same brain on so many things have certainly allowed us to have a fun, usual marriage. I am grateful for the joy, laughs, support, and cheers you have provided for Brooks, Bismarck, Zachary, Jordan, Davis, and me. You are my O-N-S-F-H-W-B-M-D. To my remarkable late wife, Lisa, there is still a hole in the hearts of so many after losing you. Your extraordinary smile, humor, and love of others was an inspiration. As my mom said, you really brought me out of my shell. I am grateful for your life, the journey we shared, your strong faith, the lives of Bismarck and Brooks, and having faith in me enough to allow me to join you at Black Sheep Productions. To the Black Sheep family, as I have said many times, when I joined Lisa in 2005, I felt that God put it in my heart that He wanted to accomplish something special if we would be wise stewards of the opportunities and relationships that would come. When I think of each of you, I know that has already come to fruition, and I can't wait to see what lies ahead. To my friends and colleagues from Intercell, I can still walk through the building at 421 Gilmer Avenue in my mind as well as each of our retail stores. While I feel confident that I could come up with almost everyone's name, including our incredible account executives, I am not going to, out of the fear of leaving someone off the list. What we built and the time we shared together was extremely special to me, and I am not just talking about the network. To my friend and mentor, Tim Elmore, I am grateful for your friendship, encouragement, and wisdom as I have been on this journey to bring gratitude to fruition. To my friend and coach, Randy Walton, I am grateful for you immediately coming up with the title Gratitude when I first mentioned the project to you. To my friend and co-author, Michael Ashley, I'm thankful for your patience and how you helped bring my thoughts and stories to the surface to bring gratitude to fruition. To my Heavenly Father, I am grateful for the life and opportunities you have given me and for paying a debt I could never pay on my own.